Let's discuss Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in the Parsi scriptures. Parsiism is also called as Zoroastrianism. And the followers, they are called as fire worshippers. It was founded by Zoroaster in the land of Persia 2,500 years ago. The holy scriptures for the Parsis or the Zoroast is the Dasatir and the Avesta. The Dasatir is divided into two parts, the Kurda Dasatir and the Kalam Dasatir, whereas the Avesta is also divided into two parts, the Kurda Avesta and the Kalam Avesta, which is also called as Zain or Mahazain. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is prophesied several times in Avesta. It is mentioned Parvadin Yasht, chapter number 28, verse number 129, that he will be victorious, he will be Shoshan, he will be Astarit Arita. Now Shoshan, according to the Hastening Encyclopedia, it means praiseworthy, which in Arabic is Muhammad, which is the name of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Furthermore, it says that he shall be Astarit Arita. Now Astarit Arita means one who praises, which in Arabic is Ahmad, which is another name of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Furthermore, it is mentioned in Zamiyat Yasht, chapter number 16, verse number 95, that the friends of Astarit Arita, they shall come and they shall be well-speaking, well-thinking, well-doing people, and they shall not utter a word of falsehood. This is referring to the Sahabas. That is the companions, that they shall be well-speaking, well-thinking, well-doing people, and they shall not utter a word of falsehood. And in the Sahabas, they were, mashallah, truthful. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is prophesied even in the Dasatir. The word Dasatir is derived from the root word Das, which means 10, and Atir, which means part. Therefore, Dasatir is a book containing 10 parts. The plural of Dasatir, it is Dastur. It's mentioned in the Dasatir that when the Parsis will forsake their religion, when the Zoroast will forsake their religion, a man will emerge from the sandy desert. His followers will subjugate the arrogant Persians. He shall be a mercy for humankind. He shall not worship the fire in the temple, but he shall pray in the direction of the house of Ibrahim, which will be free from idols. He shall do miraculous things. Furthermore, it is mentioned in Bundahish, chapter number 30, verse number 6 to 27, that he will be the last messenger. He will be Shoshan. Shoshan, as I mentioned earlier, according to the Hastening Encyclopedia, it means praiseworthy, which in Arabic is Muhammad, which is the name of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these prophecies befit no one but the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him.